Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin in Maseches Kedushin. Just to read inside what I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday, and we're talking about a little bit about Kinyan Chalipin that was brought up. So the Taz discussed the issue in Simen Reish Ches in Choshe Mishpat. Da kona Kinyan b'Shabbos, da mekach kayim. If somebody makes a Kinyan on Shabbos, the mekach is good. V'lo amrina ni'avah l'mahani. And we don't say the principle of Maseches Temura Dav Dalet, that if the Torah tells you not to do something and you do it, it won't work. The Torah, that's part of the fact that the Torah says not to do it. So what about if you're kona Kinyan b'Shabbos, the Rabbanan told you not to do it? Don't you apply the principle of Avah l'mahani on a Rabbanan level? So nirlani is daiti latari tzadvarim. The kol sheish iser inyan mitzad atzmo omrim yevelo mahani. It's a case where the Torah says not to do something, so then that's a case of it won't work if you do it. Like Amir Rabbanan Lizav Benichse Achiv, there's a case where he shouldn't sell his brother's items. So if he does sell his brother's items, the Rabbanan asked that for some reason, then he have a lomahani. Mashenkin b'mocher b'Shabbos, shoy iser mitzad shahayom goreim. It's not inherently a problem. And the same thing in Perek Meruba, where the Gemara talks about Kimle B'Dramamine cases where somebody throws something into his own Rishus, and then we say the Geneva and the Isser Shabbos comes at the same time. But still, what do you mean? How could there be a Kenyan? How could you be Kona selling on Shabbos if it's an Isser? The Kani Avagav Shu Chayav Misa, or Mishamachinami, also should Nishpesh Lumkar Nechasav. If somebody makes a Shvua not to sell his Nechasim, the Isser is mitzad the Shvua, not mitzad inherently. That's it could be mitzad the Zman, mitzad the Shvua, but anything that's not an inherent Isser always, so then that would not be included in Iyav Lomahani. Okay, that's why if somebody does a Kenyan B'Shabbos, it would work, even though it would be Asr. Okay, so now we go back to the Tashmaz that we are in. Remember, we are in the discussion of Kinyan Agav, whether one needs Tzvurin or not. Does one need the Metaltzelin to be on the Karka when one sells or not? I did not mention, but I'll mention it now, that the discussion in the Achronim, how Kinyan Agav works, might be the issue behind the Gemara's question. We mentioned yesterday, Kinyan Agav, does it work that the Kinyan on the Karka works and functions as a Kinyan on the Metaltzelin? Or one might say that, no, Kinyan on the Karka is automatic, and then you don't need a Kinyan on the Metaltzelin. So that goofa might be the question of whether you need Tzvurin or not, whether you need it to be on the Karka. If you need it to be on the Karka, because that, you could say it either way, say it one way first. If you need it to be on the Karka, because maybe the only way something can be included in the Kinyan of the Karka is if it's on there. Then you could apply the Kinyan. But if it's not needed, maybe that's because it doesn't need a Kinyan on itself, and it's just Memela. Once you do a Kinyan on the Karka and you related it somehow, maybe you said it, so then it would not have to be there, and it would be automatic without having to have a Kinyan done to it. So that might be behind the issue of Tzvurin or not. So we'll relate to that again in a few minutes. So let's go Tashma. Three lines from the bottom. Chav Vav Mabes. Tashma, Maisa Berbe Gamliel, Vizakenim, Mishnin Maisa Sheni, story of Berbe Gamliel and Vizakenim, Shriyaboyim Basfina, they were coming on a boat. Amr Lahem Rabbi Gamliel is a Zakenim. All of a sudden, Rabbi Gamliel says to the Zakenim, "Os Iser Shani Asid Lamud, the Iser, the Miser that I am going to measure out." First, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says it's a case where Rabbi Gamliel's on a boat, and Rashi says, "Look on the bottom, Rashi v'shachach for the Nasa Rishus Litrom." He didn't take off his Miseris before he left. And he's at home. He's not at home. And he's worried that his family's going to eat from the tefuah. And he's not there. He wasn't misaking it yet. So therefore, he's worried. So he says, the baister that I will measure out, nosim lo Yoshua. I hereby give that to Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, who is here on the boat with me, who is a Levi. Who is a Levi? How do you know he's a Levi? So Rashi quotes different stories from other Gemaras on top, where Rabbi Yoshua was involved in stories of people coming to him and saying, no, you're from the Mishorim, the Mishoarim, or the Levium, we know, had two functions in the Beis HaMikdash. They sung and they took care of the gates, the gatekeepers. So so he says, I give it to Yeshua because he's a Levi. Umakom muskerlo, and the makom, where the Miser is, I lease out to Yeshua. Let's finish the story first. The Iser Acher Shadi Yasser Lamud, and the other Miser, meaning Miser Ani, it must have been year 3 or year 6 in the Shemitah cycle where you give Miser Ani instead of Miser Sheni. So that, Nasan Lol Akiva Ben Yosef. I give that to Akiva Ben Yosef, who was the Gabbai Tztaka, or Rabbi Akiva, who was also on the boat with him. And the Makom is Muskar to him as well. Right? So he gives the Miser and the Miser Ani and the Miser Rishon on the boat. Shmamina, Beinan Svurin, Ba. Right? So don't you see from this story that you need sivurin? Why? Because here he says, mikomo musker lo. It doesn't say, any makom in my field, just give it to them, and agav, it's, the metatzel and go to Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Akiva, but he says, that makom, mikomo musker lo. So doesn't that prove you need sivurin? So shani asav geichelo l'truchinu, maybe there's no raya, maybe they're just doing it, they don't have to be matriach to get a piece of land here, and the metatzel in here, did it all together to make it easier for them, but there's no raya that you need sivurin.
He's worried about the people back home eating it.
That's Rashi. So Tosfos here asked about 8 questions on Rashi's pshat, and all of the Rishonim, let's go through Tosfos, all of Tosfos' questions and his answers, and then we'll relate to some other Rishonim who ask the questions and give different answers. But first, Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel. He quotes Rashi, and then he says on the third line in Tosfos, Vakasha, De'im Kain, Mahayamol Tikuno. How did he help? How did his tikkun help? He's being ma'aser right now. Adarava garatve, it's worse now. Why? Shema yochlo b'nei beso akol. Maybe his family can eat everything. And now there's ma'aser in there. Va'afo iser atzmo. So maybe they'll eat everything. The Torah says, oh, mir yesh latarits. Maybe he knew he had tons. He knew he had a huge amount, they wouldn't eat it. Yesh latarits keish lo hayaloch shasha b'kachri, harbi tua b'kri, he had a lot. Va'yodesh lo yochlo b'nei beso, he knew that they wouldn't eat it all. Hakol kolim shiyavo. When I'm mostly yafresh ma'aser, always he'll be mafresh on the rest. But then Tosfos asks a number of questions which he does not answer. We're talking about a chaver here. We're talking about a talmid chacham. We have the principle that a chaver is never has something that's enu misuka and yosim mitoch beiso. How did he leave his house in the first place without being misakin it? Right? For shlohu diav shidim misuka, he didn't let them know. For amrina chazaka al chaver shidim motzi tachas yodav shidim misuka. Kasha 1. The old Kasha, second question. We know by Chumas of Isis that Kriya Shem is enough. Why didn't he just label it? Why do you have to give it to them now? Just label it. That would be enough to. He would say, the north part of my field is the Maiser Rishon. That's it. You don't have to give it yet. Just be Kori Shem. The old Kasha also. Vahalo lo asa klum. Kivan shalo amar shi musar. Also, he wasn't even mafresh. He just said, that Iser goes to him. Don't you have to do a Maisa HaFrasha, declaring it? Iser first? But Odayol LaFarish Kama Maiser. He wasn't Mefarish. How much he was giving? Iser, you have to specify, right? How many Lugin, how many this, how many that? Skip a few lines. V'od Kasha, Kivish L'Kava Makom, Yivorim Kovei Makom. How is how that HaFrasha help? So he's very against all of these, he has many questions against Rashi, and therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, a totally different shot in the Gemara. 3 lines from the bottom. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Sheshas Habir Haya. He was not taken off Shumas of Maestros at the beginning. Really, what happened here, it was the Shas Habir. It was at the end of the time, when it was time, the Bir Maestros means at the after the season, when it's time for me to go to the Beis HaMikdash and be misvad to talk on Baruch Hu that I did everything correctly. So that's where he was. Shashaz bir ha'yashay tzorach levar ma'isroso bito beiso v'lenom l'ba'alein. He had to be mevar the ma'isroso from his house and give it to the proper recipients. So that's what was going on here. I have to work it into the words a little bit, but that's what was happening. And continuing the next Amud, the Kriya Shem, the Hasam Atap, when it says he had to be Kori Shem, that's to figure out who he's going to give it to you. You don't have to be Koveya Makom for the Bir Maestros. You don't have to just do a Korea Shame. Right? So it's much less problematic. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Even though the words might fit in better according to Rashi. Then he deals with, again, I'm just going to do all the Tosfos questions now and then go through one by one what some of the other Rishonim do with them. The Im Tomar, second skinny line. V'loma Eino Masker Truma Gadola. V'lomo Yisrael Rabbi Gamliel. Why do you start with Maaser Rishon? Right? Truma is usually what comes first. Right, so what happened to the Truma Gadola? Third line in third skinny line of Tosfos, Yesh Mefarshim, Mishum Dechita Achas Poteres Es Akrim in HaTorah. Mida Oraisa, how much Truma do you have to take? Mida Oraisa, how much Maaser do you have to take off? So Maaser inherently is 1/10, hence the name Maaser. How much Truma do you have to give Mida Oraisa? Kol Shehu. Right, if you're an average guy, you give 1/50th, if not 1/40th, 1/60th. Right, so really a tiny amount. Chita achas. He had time to do that. He took off one chita to make sure his family didn't violate Isra daraisa. Says Tosfos Lo Dehira, I don't like that. What, he only prevents his family from doing daraisas, not the rabbanans. So Tosfos gives a second answer. What happened to the truma? To lohachilos kri truma gedolo fishena chayvus bebiur. Remember my pshat, we're talking about beer. According to some Rishonim, you don't have to get the truma out of your head. There's no time for beer at the end. Number two. And the third pshat is, why no truma? Go down about 20 lines, almost towards the end of Tosfos. Yesh lomar, the vade truma hifrish, but oda basadeh, the regilos will hafrish begorin. Truma they always used to take off in the fields. Truma is serious issues. Truma is in Misa B'nei Shemayim. That's why they get rid of it quickly. Maaser Rishon. If Yisrael eats a Maaser Rishon, so then, okay, it's not a good thing, but there's no Misa to it. So Tosfos deals with many questions, which he answers some of them, but basically he tries to argue with Rashi. Other Rishonim deal with, one by one, how was he not Torah before he left? Tosfos didn't answer that question. This is a Talmud Chacham. There's a Chaver. We know there's a Chazaka, that a Chaver does not leave his house with Tzvua, that still has Shumas and Maishas, that has to be taken off from it. That is Tevel. What happened to that Chazaka? Tosfos didn't answer it. Right, so says the Ritva, that principle in many sources, if you look at it, it says, Chazaka Chaver Shemes. Chazaka ein Tevel Yotzi Mitachas Yado. Meaning, it's only a chaver that dies. You could assume his tefua had tefua taken, had the truest advice taken off. Shlo Amar lo b'chaver shemeis dafka uk shemeis mitoch yishuv daito. So, and when he died, amitaso, and therefore you could assume that he doesn't want to have leave problems over. Shilu lo hayim musukanim hayim odi alahem. Aval kishalomeis mitoch yishuv daito. But if he died suddenly, v'kol shegei kishapirish liyam, and also when he took a trip, after this chazak doesn't apply, he thought he'd get back. He's already get back in time. Daito lachzar. Ulachilu asrin meikara. So there's no, that the principle of chazaka, chaver, enu yotze, davrashidim suka, mitoch yado, only applies by a chaver shemes, says the Ritva. Also, the Meiri suggests maybe it only applies to tfua that's in his house, not tfua that's still in his field. Tfua that's still in his field, okay, he didn't get to it yet. He can't say the second it grows, he's going to be mafreshit. So that's where the chazaka applies only when it's tfua mitoch beso. And here we're talking about tfua that was still in his field. That's regarding the chazaka issue.
Chazaka means that it definitely happened. I mean,
chazaka could it?
Can it mean that from our perspective we don't have to worry about it because we can assume that it
so
happened?
So from our perspective, how could Rabbi Gamliel, how could the story have taken place?
But it doesn't mean that it definitely
doesn't mean happen. That it definitely happened? Chazaka usually means you could assume. So in this case, why couldn't his family assume? What was he worried about?
But it didn't have
it. Obviously it didn't, but wouldn't he be in the general behavior of chaverim that wouldn't leave their...
Yeah, but if it was some sort of onus or...
Unless this is included in the chazaka. It's included in the chazaka, so he's taking care of it. He's taking care of it. But it's a little late, the Gemara is assuming. The another question that's dealt with by the Rishonim. Two more. Number one, a question that Tosfos did not ask, and that is, there's a principle that you have to be mafresh min hamukaf. Right, from a field connected to each other. I can't take fruit from my field in the east side of the city for the left side of the city. Menamukaf, connected. So these the Rebbe Gamliel didn't do Menamukaf. He didn't do Menamukaf, asked the Ritva. And said the Ritva, no, he did Menamukaf. He did Menamukaf. Why? Because he took off for his field at home, from his field at home. It was Menamukaf. Aval b'sheino samach Rebbe Gamliel, even though he wasn't there, it's still called Menamukaf. So the Ritva just says that. Mukaf chashvin amlai, even though he is not there. So that's just a ha'ara that the Ritva makes. And finally, the third question, third issue to deal with is something that we'll talk about, we've spoken about in the past, but we'll talk about it again in about, the Shem, in about 20 blot, where the Tosfos had said that what happened to the Truma Gedola? Why didn't he take off Truma Gedola? So he says, oh, no, don't worry. Maybe Mida Araisa, Chita, the Gemara says, Chita achas poteres esakri. One chita is enough to take off truma, and therefore that's what he did. So it says, maybe he protects them from the rabbanans also. But when it says chita achas poteres esakri, there's a well-known Tosfos read. Now it's well-known, I should say, because the Noda Yehuda in the 200 years ago, the Noda Yehuda writes, I have a tremendous chiddush I've never seen it anywhere before. And really, the Tosfos read said the exact same thing, but he obviously didn't have the Tosfos read. Noda Yehuda said this in. Where am I? Tosfos Rid here, Daf Nun Ches, later on. Ra'isi Makshim, says the Tosfos Rid, I've seen people ask, if you want to look up the Noda Behuda, it's in Tinyana Yaradeas and Reish Aleph. The Noda Behuda says, on Chita Achas Pateras is a Kri, that comes up later in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches. It says, Titein Lo, but when you give Truma, and don't we darshan Kidein Nesina, you have to give a Dabar Chashuv? Titein Lo means you have to give him, so if I give one grain of wheat to the Kohen for Truma, that's a giving. See, I didn't give him anything. That's not a giving. So says the Tosfos Rid, venirali the tarades, you're right. Chita achas poteres as a kri. What does that mean, that one grain poters the kri? That means it's not tevel anymore. But you didn't do the mitzvah of giving truma to the Kohen. Unbelievable. There's two aspects. There's a hafkas shem tevel. That's one chita, take it off, it's not tevel anymore. You don't get an iser by eating it no longer. But the mitzvahs nesina says the rid avomiyu afal pisha mitzvahsu bakach, emeinu rosu l'kai mitzvah zu, v'torim chidachat nizkal akri, niskan, v'yotza midei tivlo. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid later on Kiddusha Daf and Ches, and that's exactly what the Noda Bihuda says. Yeshli lomar davar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shum mafarish o posek. Nobody ever said this. Baruch Hashem, we was ochat the Tosfos Rid, and to say that the Noda Bihuda was mechavein to the Tosfos Rid. This relates to the issue of how much do we separate the Nesina and the Hafrasha of Trumas and Maisers. The Taz in Yoredei Etzem and Aleph says that there is a separate mitzvah to be mafer Trumas and Maisers, even though I have no intention of eating. So you see, there's a concept. There's a mitzvah Nesina, even though you're not interested in eating it. So again, separating. Do you count Nesina and Afrasha as two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, there's two mitzvahs. Nesina is Truma and Afrasha is Truma. Two separate mitzvahs. Again, maybe following the derech of this Tosfos Rid in the Noda Bihuda. But that relates to what Tosfos quotes about Chita Achas Poteres Ezekri. One other issue that's brought up in the Rishon. Again, this is where a lot of the action is on this daf, even though it's only on the first three lines. The Tosfos also asked, Tosfos Nasun LeYoshua. What happened? They were stuck on the boat, so Rabbi Gamliel gave the Maaser Rishon to Yoshua the Levi. Tosfos asked, 1 minute, we know that Ezra, or the Gemara in Yevamos describes that Ezra made a knas against the Levim, because they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, so he said, tough, they don't get Maaser Rishon anymore. Too bad. Give it to the Kohanim. Right? No more. The Kohanim came back, but you can't give a knas to the Kohanim. They came back, but also, it's Truma. Truma is Asa Daraisa for the Yisrael to eat, but Maaser Rishon is an Asa Daraisa, you just have to give it. But says Tosfos, V'kasha, Eich Nasan Lo, V'katsinu Ezra. The Yishlomar says, Tosfos, maybe only Ezra was Kones, but he was not Kones the Aniyim of the Levium. And Rabbi Yeshua was also an Ani, not just a Levi, and therefore that's why it was okay. The Savar Lokanes the Aniyim, Rabbi Yeshua Ani Haya, number one. Number two, the Meiri here says maybe it's like the Rambam. The Rambam says he was only Kones that generation, not later generations. So maybe that's why also he was able to give it to the Rabbi Yeshua. Finally, just the last thought to mention on this story. Why, when we talk about Rabbi Yeshua, he says he gave it to Yeshua, and when he gives it to the Maaser Ani to Akiva, it has to mention Akiva ben Yosef. Why mention his father? Why have to mention, I don't know why he doesn't say, right, but I guess it was his friend, so he didn't say Rebbe, just Yeshua and Akiva, first name basis, but why Akiva ben Yosef? So the pre-tzaddik Rav Tzadok suggests, let me find it here. The pre-tzaddik says, "Al derech remez," as everything the pre-tzaddik says. Al pi mashi yadua shor shel Rabbi Akiva hayam Yosef atzaddik. Rabbi Akiva came from Yosef atzaddik, right? And he says it's a bunch of kiseitzay. And what's the remez from our sugya? Because Yosef supported the whole world. Yosef who amashbi lechol am haaretz. And Rabbi Akiva was the Gabait Staka for the Aniyim. So he was also the Mashbir of Kol Haaretz. And that's what the Rem is here, that Dafka says, Akiva ben Yosef, alluding to not just his biological father, but Yosef Atzad. Oh, it's from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein. It's right over there on the bottom left picture. So he says that, who's called Tzadikim in the Torah? Noach ish Tzadik and Yosef Atzadik. I'm sorry, but it's Chazal. What ma'akesha between Noach and Yosef? It's according to the Balei Atosfos on Chumash, who say that you're a tzaddik if you support the whole world. If you support the whole world, if you're masbiya the whole world, but with food, so you're a tzaddik. Right? Noach supported the whole world, it was on the Teva, and Yosef supported the whole world. What's the remez? Poseach es yadecha u'masbiya l'chol chai ratzon? Tzaddik, Hashem b'chol d'racha. So you have tzaddik, right? You have to masbiyah l'chol chai ratzon. So that's the so you know that masbiyah l'chol chai ratzon is that's what I want to call Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the remez of masbiyah Noach and Yosef. I don't know why Rashi and the Rachayim Hakadosh were also merited, but also they supported Rashi supported the world in his own way as well. Yeah. Do all kinyanim of karka work for schiris? I think it's a machlokas whether they all work.
What did he do here?
Right. So the question is, did he do chatzer here or did he do agav? Is that your question?
No,
somebody showed him.
How did he get the land
to them? Right. So what kind of kenyan he did? So let's assume he did it in some. He was mazake to them. somehow. Tashma Vaidus. We didn't answer the question whether you need Svurin or not. So we continue. Fifth line. Do you need by a Kinyan Agav? Do you need the items to be on the land? So Tashma Adamar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav Shneish Darasei. There are two kinds of documents. Zechu Besada Zulaploni. If somebody says to another person, Ruvei says to Shimon, be Mizake this field for Ploni. The Kisvulu Asashtar. And also write a Mishtar for it. Write a Mishtar. Choser Beshtar Beina Choser Basada. I, the seller, I'm allowed to retract or the giver, I'm allowed to retract on the shtar, but not on the sada once he did the kinyan, once he was zochin on the behalf of so-and-so owns it now, but before he wrote the shtar, you can retract, because you can say, I don't want the shtar written. But, al-manasha tichtiv u'lo shtar, if you said, he's mizak zochin this land, on condition, al-manas, that you write a shtar, so then, once he decides he doesn't want to have the shtar written, chozer bein b'shtar bein b'sada, then he can be chozer, because once he's chozer on the shtar, then automatically, he's chozer on the sada as well. The Ron quotes the Ramban here, interesting, that, you know what you see from this Gemara? You're allowed to make a t'nai for the detriment of the giver. Even though it's not exactly parallel to Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvein. We've always said that every condition has to be parallel to Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvein. But here, it's to, you have a t'nai with, to the detriment. Even though the t'nai is just for the to'elas of the Mekabel, a shtar is good for you, you'll have a raya. Of a raya that I gave it to you, still, and it's bad for me, I'm still allowed to make that tonight. Still, I'm allowed to make that tonight, and therefore I can be mevatel tonight, whatever I want. So he says, for example, Hare'at, this is your field on condition that I give you 200 zuz. I'm allowed to make that tonight. Right? You might have said it's not dissimilar, you can make that tonight, and as long as I don't give you 200 zuz, you don't get the field. Ramban says, that's what you see from this Gemara. You can make a tonight against the... against the tova of the nosei, vayter Rebchia bar Avin Amar Afuna Shlosha Shtar Asein. Really, there are three kind cases of shtar. Trei Hada Amran, the two that we just mentioned. Idach, what's the other case? Im Kamat in Kadam Mocher the Kasav Loas Ashtar. If the Mocher gets up and writes the shtar himself after he gave the sivui, Kosa Shashanina, like we learned in Baba Basra, Kosvin Shtar La Mocher Afal Pish Ein Lo Keachimo. You're allowed to write a shtar, and the eidim are allowed to witness and help write a shtar to the seller, even though the buyer is not there. Why? Because it's only good for this buyer. It's only good for the buyer. It's a schus, so he could be zochid, even though he's not there. And once he does that, once the kinyan chazak is done, nikne shtar b'chamakom shehu. So whenever the receiver is machzik in the karka, then the shtar is his wherever the shtar might be. Shma mina lo bein sfurin ba. Oh, so what do you see from there? Again, you don't need Svurin because he's being kona the shtar wherever it is, even though the karka is somewhere else. Answers the Gemara, don't bring me rayos from documents from the shtar. Shiny shtar, da afsira da arahu. Literally, don't bring rayos from shtar because the shtar is the handle of the land. What does that mean? The shtar is connected to the land. It's part of the land. It's not just like a chair that you're selling with the land. And then you have a discussion of whether it needs to be on the land or not. The shtar is part of the land. And therefore, wherever it is, it's considered part of the land. So that's why you can't bring me a raya here from Tzvurin or not. So again, the Achronim discussed, the Ksosia discussed it. Does this mean that the shtar is always considered Tzvurin? Or, no, you don't need Tzvurin because the shtar is just like a handle. It's part of the land. But either way, you can't bring me rayas. Ay, v'halak tani, didn't we say about this discussion of shtar? V'zui sheshaninu, nechazem sheshan l'machrayis, diknu nechazem sheshan l'machrayis, b'kesef b'shar b'chazaka. Didn't we generalize it? We had the discussion of shtar, and then we said, this is the marker for Kinyan Agav in general. So where I said you're right, shmamina lo bin in svurin ba, shmamina. Oh, so that's the maskana. You don't need svurin. Meaning, Herman, if I'm selling you a land and a chair, the chair does not have to be on the land. Right, I could sell you the land and say, Agav, this land, you're also getting the share. The share could be somewhere else. That's the maskana. You don't need Svurin. But now the Gemara says, Iboy lahu, mi be'inan agav olo. Do I have to explicate? Do I have to say, I'm selling you the chair, agav the land, by dint? That's the fancy English way. Can't forget our English, even though we moved to Eretz Yisrael. Right? By dint of the other Kenyan, the mi bein agav olo, do you have to say agav? Or could I just say, I'm selling you the land and the chair? Do I have to say agav? So, tashma, tani kolhani, belok tani agav. What are all these stories? They didn't say the word agav. And that's how it worked. Whereas the one said, belok tamek, kani, lo miktani. They didn't say kone either. It must be they left the words out. Elot amar kani, hakanami ad amar agav. So it must be that, it could very well be that they said it. You had to say it. The Hilchasa Svurin lo be'inan, agave k'nai be'inan. The Gemara's maskana is, you don't need Svurin, it doesn't be on the land, but you have to say, agav v'kani. So, it sounds like from here, it's every case, you don't need Svurin, and you do need agav v'kani. But then you have the shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam, which is also the shita right here of the Tosas Rehazaken. The Tosas Rehazaken and the Rambam are machalek. They say, let's figure out how to read the Gemara, when it is Svurin, you don't need to say kani and agav. When it's on the land, just say, b'kani the land and the chair. When it's not Svurin, that's when you have to say kani v'agav. That's what the Tosas Rehazaken here says. Umistavra dafka b'she'in and Svurin b'toch ha'karka. Avo bit Svurin lo b'in and agav v'kani, ala kivet shu makna lo ha'karka v'metaltlan ke'echad, kivet shikna ha'karka b'kesma b'chazaka, kona ha'metaltlan shem b'socha. Right? It's automatic. So you have two issues with the Rambam. Number one, how does he read the Gemara? Number two, what's his Svara? So how does he read the Gemara? The Tosas Rehazaken himself explains, and the Kesem Mishnah explains. 2 points. Number one, the Gemara, after the Gemara already came to the Maskan of Lobin and Svurin, then he asked, do you have to say it? Do you have to say Agav? Shouldn't that be the first question? Shouldn't that have been the first question? Do you have to say, by a case of Agav, do you have to say Agav? Shouldn't that have been the first question? So it sounds like, no, it only comes up as a question once we have decided that you don't need Svurin. As if to say, if we would have thought Svurin, so then that you need to be on it, then you would, the question wouldn't have come up. A. Point Raya A, that the Rambam, and Raya B is, when the Gemara says Vehilchos at the end, why do you have to repeat Svurin lo be'inan and agav kinyan be'inan? You already said 3 lines ago, Shema mina lo be'inan Svurin. Why do you have to repeat it? So it sounds like, no, it's only because, in the case of Svurin lo be'inan, therefore agav kinyan be'inan. That's how the Rambam and the Tosas Rehazaken read the Gemara. What's the Svara? So the Sma says, exactly how we started off the whole discussion today. What's the Svara for kinyan agav? So we said there's 2 ways in the Achronim that they say it. Do we say that the kinyan on the karka is also a kinyan on the metaltalin? Or do we say that once you do a kinyan on the karka, you don't need a kinyan on the metaltalin? So maybe that's exactly what's going on here. When it's on the karka, you don't have to say it because it's considered part of the karka. You don't have to do a, right? It's automatic. Alright, the Sma says this in Reish Beis Gimel. Reish Beis Gimel, that when it's Tzvurin, you don't need a separate kinyan for it, it's automatic, that's the way he says it, and therefore you don't have to say lechazeku kini on it. But when it's not Tzvurin, therefore it needs its own Maisa kinyan, and the way that you relate the Maisa kinyan to it is by saying kinei v'agav. That's how you say it. By the way, the Ravid there argues, the Ravid says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, you don't need Tzvurin, and you have to say it in every case, even if it is Tzvurin. And that ends up being a machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah. In Choshe Mishpat, halacha l'maisa, the b'chaber passes like the Rambam, and the Ramah paskins like the Ravid. Good. Vayter in the Gemara. Vayter in the Gemara, let's continue. And you can look up that Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Bechira, Perek Gimel, halacha tes. Gimel tes. Let's continue. Ibay lehu sade b'mecher u'b'metaltalin b'matana mahu. What happens if, can I do agav? Two different processes, two different halachic mechanisms. I want to sell you the field and give you the metaltalin. Does agav work like that? Mahu. Does it have to be both sales or both givings? Could it be one? Could it be double? Right, Tashma. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean?" From the stories that we just had, Isur Shani Yasin Lamu Nasan LeYeshua. What happened? I'm giving the Meister Ani to Yehoshua, to Rabbi Yeshua, Umakom Muskerlo, and I'm renting him. I'm leasing out to him the place where it is. So you see, leasing is not a giving. Leasing is more of a mechira we're going to have later on. But what exactly is schiras? When you lease something, is that a limited sale? Or she'ela, we're going to have later on in the Mems. She'ela, is a she'ela a kinyan liyome? The lashon of summary of the Gemara there, and the Rishonim. When you lend something to somebody, is that a kinyan for today? Or is that, no, not a kinyan at all, I'm letting you use my thing. So you have the discussion by schiris, you have the discussion by she'ela, but it's for sure not a giving, it's not a matana. So here too, says the Gemara, the story said, you gave it to Yeshua, and you are selling him, you are leasing him the place. So shmamina. So that's the raya, right? You can do two different processes. Iboy lahu. What about this question? Mahu. Can I sell you the field, and I'm giving the metatlin to somebody else through your agav? Through your agav, you're going to be zocha this on behalf of so and so, right? I'm giving it to you, but on behalf of so and so as zachen la'adam, right? So does that work for somebody else?
So again, is this connected to how Agav works? Right? Maybe if everything is one big Maisa Kenya, maybe it has to be to one person. Maybe if it's different, if it's automatic, maybe not. So Tashma, again from the story. Isur Shani Asir Lamud Nasan Akiva Ben Yosef, the Maisa Ani, that I'm going to measure, I'm giving to Akiva Ben Yosef, Kedesha Yizka Bolanim. So I'm giving the money to who? To really the Aniyim. The Aniyim are getting the money. Umakomo Muskerlo. And the Makom is Muskar to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva gets the land, so really the money is going to the Aniyim. So it shows you that it can be to two different addresses. So the answer is the Gemara. No, my Muskar Lamaiser. Right? No, what does Muskar mean? He's really leasing it out to the Aniyim. I skipped a line. My muskar lemaiser. Right, so maybe it means that he's giving it to the aniyim. V'bayisei mashani Rabbi Akiva. The other answer that we shouldn't talk about. Maybe Rabbi Akiva is different. This kind of case is different. The yad aniyim hu. Rabbi Akiva is not really a separate person than the hand of the aniyim. The gabait staka is the hand of the aniyim. He's their representative. It's not just being zochet on somebody else's behalf. He is their stand-in. He is the bailim of the aniyim, and therefore is not considered an acher. Is not considered an acher. Period. This is a discussion. Again, parallel discussions are had whenever you have somebody who takes care of something, the gabai or an apotropos. We're going to have in the second parak an apotropos who's in charge of the nechassim of yisomim. Right. So, how much is an apotropos a real stand-in? Is he an agent? Or is he a guardian? Right, those two are different things. Guardian and agents. Those two are even different. So either way, but here the discussion is about Rabbi Akiva. The Gabai Tzedakah is the hand of the Aniyim. Okay. Amar Rava. Here we go. Loshan El Shana Sadebe Kulan. In this whole discussion of Agav, it's only when are you koneh the metaltalin? Only if he had already paid for the metaltalin. He paid for the metaltalin. But if you didn't pay for the metaltalin yet, then you only get the metaltalin connected as much as you paid. The Rashmi here says, remember, kinyan agav is a garua type of kinyan. It's a weak type of kinyan. After all, you're not doing a kinyan to the metaltalin themselves. So how are you going to say it goes even if the guy didn't pay for it yet? So he had to pay for it already, even though he didn't do a kinyan for it. Right? He has to pay for it in order for it to work. There's just a girsa in Rashi where the Rishash takes out a word and another achronim where it says in the Rashi, the first wide line of Rashi, lo shanot the metatlan nikne b'chazaka the karka. When the metatlan nikne with the chazaka that you do on the karka, el shanot the metatlan called metatlan. If you gave the money for all the metatlan, the Rishash takes out the next word b'hakarka, because we mentioned on daf chavav already that for karka you only have to give the first pruta, right? So you don't have to pay for the karka yet. So they take out that word. It's a different girsa. Back to the Gemara. Tani Gavazi de Rava, let's prove Rava that you have to pay for the whole metaltalin for it to be worked within the Agav. Yafe koach ha-kesef mikoach ha-shtar v'koach ha-shtar mikoach ha-kesef. Shtar has something that kesef doesn't have, and kesef has something that shtar doesn't have. Yafe koach ha-kesef, what's the maila of kinyan kesef? Sha kesef podin bo hekdeshes u'maiser sheni. By kesef, I can be bo de hekdesh. Meaning, if there's something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and I want to be po de it, I want to make the money, I want to make something kadosh instead of it, I could use kesef. Can't use a shtar. We had this back on Dafei. I can't give an IOU, shtar admei, that I owe the Beis HaMikdash, or Maaser Sheni. Let's say I don't want to schlep all my Maaser Sheni out to Yerushalayim, so I can be po de it, but tzarta kesef akamlo, onto money. Mashenki mishtar, you can't use a shtar to be po de. You can't use a shtar to be po de Maaser Sheni or Hektish. And what about the opposite? V'yafa koach ha-shtar, v'asha shtar motzi b'vas Yisrael, mashenki nek b'kesef. A shtar could be used for gerushin. Kesef cannot be used for gerushin. So shtar beats kesef, and kesef beats shtar. V'yafe koach shneim mikoach chazaka, and both of them are better than chazaka. V'koach chazaka mikoach shneim, but chazaka is something that both of them don't have. V'yafe koach shneim, both of them, kesef and shtar, are better than chazaka. How? Sh'shneim konim be'evet ivri, that both shtar and kesef can be konim evet ivri. Right, we have that in this parak. Mashing in chazaka, you can't be do a kinyan chazaka on an evet ivri. But v'yafe koach chazaka, but the koach chazaka is better than a shtar at kesef. Sh'chazaka, but chazaka does the following. Machalo eser sadas be'eser medinos. If you sell a person 10 fields in 10 different countries, kivach hechzik ba'achas ve'am konam kulam. Once you do chazaka, kini chazaka by one of them, you're kona all of them. Kesef for one of the fields doesn't automatically give you the other fields, or shtar. Let's just finish first. Ba'med ver'am amurim, and this is the whole raya.
When do you say that this all works? That what chazaka of one field works for the chazaka of the other field? If you already paid for the other fields, if not, if you only get parallel to what you paid for, and Rashi says on top that metaltalin are the same kind of thing. It's like a field that's not here. So therefore, the same rules would apply, and that's a raya to Rava that you have to pay for the metaltalin that you're being nikne with aga. Sharam Siyana Balacha has an interesting ha'ara. Why did the bottom it just said, if you sell them 10 fields in 10 countries, why not just 10 fields in 10 different places? Why not 10 countries? So the Sharam Siyana Balacha says, we all know international law. We all know every country has its own laws of real estate. And therefore, you might have said that, you know, you're trying to sell 10 fields in 10 countries. That doesn't work. It's very hard to transfer things, transfer rights. Even within Eretz Yisrael, the Goran Ksuba says, "Stam Yehuda v'Galil k'shas chirim dami." If you think about that line, it's like a shas emergency going from Yehuda to Galil, right? Different parts of Eretz Yisrael, even. But have a minish and be able to look at those. You might have thought different countries. Forget it, right? Because it's difficult to transfer a look. Hamash Malan, no, because he's going to quote a line in a minute. So, let's leave the next line for a minute till we get to it. Messiah Leila Shmuel. So let's bring this whole discussion is a riot to Shmuel. What? That if you're Kona in one land, you're Kona the other nine lands. It's a riot to Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Machalo Esser Sodas Besa Medinos. If a person sells 10 sodas in 10 countries, Kiva Jackson Bachas Maykon is Kulon. Once he was Machalik in one of them, he's Kona all of them. So that's exactly what Shmuel said. I'll prove it to you that this should be true. Let's say I give you 10 animals with one in one, like connected to one rein. One rein, let's say they're all following along. Unclear, they're all connected, they all have saddles, or it's just like a train. So let's assume, some of them say it's a train. If you give 10 animals with one rein, you say, Kani, Milo Kani, wouldn't that work? So what's the difference? Of course, just like if you buy one land here, all the lands are nikneh, so too by the animals. All the animals are connected. So if you're Kona one animal, you're Kona all the animals. Like we're saying, I'm only me dummy. You can't compare those two cases. Hasami guda biyado. Here they're all tied to you. They're all connected by the reins, by the string. Haka einu guda biyado. By the lands, it's not a good raya, because they're not all physically connected. Therefore, you cannot compare reins and land. So reins are better. The opposite way. Ikadamri, the other version of the Gemara. Amr of Achabredu of Ikateta. I'll prove it to you, Delokani. I'll prove to you that Shmuel should be wrong. Ilu Matsalo Esabahemas Bafsar Echad. If you give 10 animals with one reins, Vamalo Zu, Kni, Mikani, would that work? Of course that would. that wouldn't work. Because you only did Makini on one animal. Right? Not the other animals in the back of the train. Gemara says, no, me dummy. Lands are much better. Hasam by the animals, Gufin Muchlakin. Principle that comes up in another context. Here, every animal is its own body. Its own body. So you do bikini on one animal, so it doesn't work for the other animals. It's one body. Hacha sadna da'ara chadhu. Land is one land. Rashi, da'hakula mechuberes. It's all mechubar. It's all one land mass. You're right, there's other people's lands in the middle, but it's all one land. And therefore, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's all considered connected.
What can you
let's say Mashiach.
So when you pull one, that's
so did you pull one? Did you do the other? So first of all, maybe you didn't do Mashiach, maybe you did Hagbah, which doesn't lift up the other animals. Or so maybe you did. Maybe that's an indirect Mashiach. So I'm not sure if that would be a Haraz Bailos enough if it just gets pulled because you're pulling something else. Talking about those, somebody emailed me yesterday. So one of the questions of this article about jumping elephants. So a couple of days ago, we had a discussion about the elephant jumping on the branches. Gets up to three. I didn't get to read it yet, but jumping elephants. But anyway, so Rashi here says all land is connected. So the Sharam Siyana Balacha here wonders: does that mean earth? Does that mean a continent? Says that story. Says there are kul mechuberes. So what if you have a yam in the middle? Does it go by within each continent? You know, that's when you say that the land is sana da arachadu, or is it just a din in earth? Din in earth, and land is land. So he has that suffix. Because if you take Rashi literally, it's only what's mechubar, right? What did Rashi know? Also, how much did Rashi know about other continents, right? Did Rashi know about the other side of the world? Rashi lived before
1492.
She's made Rashi. It's one. She's made Rashi. It was all right. Did we say it was all land and then it separated? And that's where the faults are. The earthquake faults. Right? So maybe that's what it means. Anahara originally. Deep down in the kishkas of the earth. You know, they're all connected. Okay. Next. Vizokan Mazanachasim. Getting back to the last line of the Mishnah. Last line of the Mishnah quoted the idea of Gilgal Shvua. Even though, one, the principle is Ein Yishmon al Karkos. You're not allowed to take a Shvua on earth, on Karka. But once you're taking a Shvua on Metatalin, so we throw in that you're taking a Shvua on Karka as well. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim whether we suggest, well, let's just first say it this way. With Zokakim, what does that mean? Zokakim, we stand up, who's the we? We stand up a Shvua on the Karka if you're taking a Shvua on the Taltalin. So who's the, so Rashi says Beferish, what is Zokakim? It means the Nechasim. The Nechasim of Metaltalin bring with it a shvua on the karka as well. The Ritva says no, it means bezdin. Rashi says not bezdin. So the Ritva says there it means bezdin. What does that mean? There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. That's what the Rashi and the Ritva seem to be arguing about. Does bezdin suggest gilgul shvua even if the person didn't suggest gilgul shvua? If the toveya didn't say take a shvua on it on the earth, that's a machlokas Rishonim whether we suggest gilgul even without a tviya. So that might be what Rashi and the Ritva are arguing about. But let's just see. All right, Ulo. Minayin leGilgul Shvua min haTorah. Where's the source for Gilgul Shvua? Where do you see if you take a Shvua on A, we throw in a Shvua on B? Shenemar! We say we know it from the story of Anisha Sota. The Yamar HaIsha Amen Amen. The woman says Amen Amen twice. Vitzan, the Mishnah says in Sota. Amen Amen. Why is she saying Amen twice? So she has a lot in mind. Amen Allah, Amen al HaShvua. Amen on the curse that's going to happen, and Amen al HaShvua, I accept that I'm swearing about it. Amen im Miish Zeh, Amen im Miish Acher. I accept, I say Amen, that I accept that I didn't do anything with this man that I had the Yichud with, and Amen on any other man. Even though that didn't come up here, there's no Edom on that. Amen Shlosatisi Arusa, Amen that I didn't stray from my husband when I was an Arusa, Benesua, or when I was married, Vishomeres Yavan, even when I was a Shomeres Yavan, Viknusa, or when I was married. So the Gemara there in Soda talks about what's the difference between Nesua and Knusa. Not for now. Hi Arusa Echidami, what about the Arusa case? I swear that I wasn't an Arusa. And I didn't do anything when I was an Arusa. Elema Dakani Lakshi Arusa, Umakamashi Lakshi Arusa. Are we talking about a case where everything is happening when she's in Arusa, the first stage of the Jewish marriage? But it's not. But the Mishnah says, also in Sota, that Arusa is not in the Parsha of Sota. Arusa v'shameres yavam, and Arusa v'shameres yavam, lo shosas lo na lo ksuba. They don't take their ksuba, but they don't take the drink. My time, or why? Because it says, tachas isheich amarachmana baleka. Because these aren't full husbands in Arusa and v'shameres yavam. So what's the case of Arusa that we're talking about? Ella, dekani lakshi Arusa, it must be that he was Makani. He gave her the warning when she was an Arusa. The Nistrak she Arusa, and she had the Yichon when she was an Arusa. The Kamashki lakshi Nesua. But the drinking and the Edom came when she was a Nesua. So Gemara says, Mibatki lamaya. But then the water, we saw that won't work anyway. Because what happened? Everything happened when she was an Arusa, and then he got married to her, and Lachor lived with her. But the halach is, if a man man is not allowed to live with his wife after she's a Sota. And if he did, the waters don't work. So, v'niko ishmei avon amarachmana. The man is free from sin. Bezman shu ishmenu kamei avon. Mayim botkin as ishto. Only when a man is free from sin, the water works. Eina ishmenu kamei avon, eina mayim botkin as ishto. If a man was not free from sin, then the mind doesn't work. Ask Tosas, maybe it was shogeg. Maybe it was shogeg, Tosas asked in Dibrasla v'nika. So, Gemara Tosas, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He lived with his wife, even if he didn't know about it. So the and this, by the way, applies. The Rambam says it applies if he ever strayed in any time of his life. Mechayim, the Rambam's law of Lashon is. So what's the case of Arusa here? That she's swearing that I did not stray when I was an Arusa. Ella al yidei Gilgul. It must be, you're right. We shouldn't make her swear about that, but it's through Gilgul. Once she's swearing that she didn't stray when she was married, we also throw in the Shvua that she did not stray through Gilgul. The Ritva says here, and with this we'll finish, the Ritva says here, the Gilgul by Sota is a little different than the Gilgul by Kala Tarakula. Even though we learned from the other, one from the other, it's a little different. By Sota, the Kohen has a, right, even though we had two Shitas in the Rishonim already, does Bezdin Toveya even without the Tviya or not? The Ritva has a middle Shita. Generally, we're not Toveya, but the Kohen makes her swear. Why? Because here we're being Mafresh Mi'isura. We're talking about Isurim, and Kal Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, says the Ritva, and that's why Bezdin steps up to the plate here, even if the husband does not. But in regular case of Dini Mamanis, then we're not towing unless the person wants to be towing himself. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue B'ezras Hashem tomorrow, more Kini Chalipin, and tomorrow we get into Amiras L'Gavura K'Misras L'Hekdish, the source of that, and then the next day, Daf Chav Tes, we get to the third part of the first parak of Kiddushin. The first part is about marriage, the second part is about Kinyanim, the third part is all about Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Grama, and Kibbutz of Aim, and Pidyon HaBen, and all the fun Mitzvah Zaseh, Talmud Torah, at the end of the first parak. Okay, we'll stop here.